This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we answered the question about Christians making right choices regarding sex, based on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. We found within marriage alone, sex is a way of expressing love and affection, to intimately give oneself to the enrichment and enjoyment of the one loved, and to participate in the reproduction of life. The key phrase in that statement is, within marriage alone. This means if you're single, don't be sexually involved with another person. It also means if you're married, never be sexually involved with anyone other than your spouse. To obey, it requires you to follow verse 4. Each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. In The Message, it reads, learn to appreciate and give dignity to your body, not abusing it, as is so common among those who know nothing of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Appreciate how God made you, including the sexual appetite you have. Dignify your body by not abusing it. Keep your body holy for the one God has chosen to share with you the intimacy of marriage. Keep yourself pure until you're joined in marriage. If God wants you to be single, ask Him for grace to appreciate and give dignity to your body by not abusing it. Remember, as a Christian, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Keep it holy. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.